Levita, welcome to Express with Doc X.
Hi, Doc X.
It's great to have you on board.
Thank you very much.
How do you think Funny Feelings has been going in the class?
Oh, my goodness. They are intense. Every single one of them makes me kind of look at myself, especially time management. To me, I can refer it to my children, my family, my work, not only to education, but it's something that when I read these things, it makes you think. And in ways that you can better improve things maybe that you are trying to do or may struggle with, but it just makes you think overall.
On Thursday mornings at 7:30, the DocX MD Funny Feelings play here on public radio. And students say, I can't miss it. I love those funny feelings. I can't miss it. And it's funny because I want to talk about behavior. And we broke it down into two areas, curiosities and constraints. And what you just talked about, Levita, was the constraint, time management,
right.
Negativity bias, impact
right.
bias, follow through. And the curiosities are things like, why do we sneeze 3 times in a row? Why do we yawn when somebody else yawns? Why do we have heartburn? And so it's been really fun to be able to take those in those two different directions and develop them in terms of shared learning. How do you turn that into a teaching and learning lesson for members of your family?
Well, I have sons. I tell them that if they want to come across a certain way with strangers, that they need to be nice to people that they come in contact with, be cordial, basically initiate that interaction so that maybe some people might perceive certain things. I'm African-American, and I explain to them, I say, you don't have to believe what some of society believes about when they see black males, and so you can be the person to initiate things. You can be the person to change a person's perspective. And so I would teach it in that manner that sometimes you have to convince people by your personality, by your character, in order for them to welcome you in all aspects of society. So that's how I would use it, because sometimes people are just on the defensive or they have preconceived notions about things, and they can treat you accordingly to how they feel or what they think, I'll say. So I think that if you initiate those things, and that's what I tell my sons, that they will get a genuine response from anybody, customers, just strangers, anyone.
I'm grinning because I can hear the funny feelings have made an impression on you, Levine. I can hear
they,
you
they
say
really,
it.
They really have. And you're, Doc X, in my opinion, you're really making me think. And sometimes we need to reevaluate some things sometimes. Sometimes we can get set in our ways. And I love the funny feelings because it allows you to just kind of rethink who you are
step
and maybe make some changes if you need to.